why you can't pull pranks on snakes, right? You can't pull their legs.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Very few baseball players are better known than New York Yankee Hall of Famer Mickey Mantle. Now, Mickey and teammate Billy Martin were known for practical jokes, and Mickey was usually the victim. So Mickey decided to pay Billy back. He invited Billy to hunt on land owned by a friend of his. Arriving at the farm, Mickey said to Billy, "Just sit tight, I'm going to ask the farmer for permission to hunt." The farmer graciously agreed, but he asked Mickey for a favor. "I have a mule. It's old and sick, and I need to put it down, but I can't bring myself to do it. Would you?" "No," said Mickey. But the friend was persistent. "Please, it would mean a lot to me." Finally, Mickey agreed. Returning to the pickup, he put on an act for Billy. He yelled, "He won't let us hunt. We've wasted a 3-hour trip. Some friend, I'll show him." Grabbing his rifle, Mickey Mantle stomped off toward the barn where he shot the mule dead. Suddenly, he heard shots and ran toward the sound. There stood Billy Martin yelling, "I shot 2 of his cows. Let's go." Well, I'm happy to inform you that the story is not true. It's an urban legend that's been told by others through the years. Try it on relatives around the campfire. Let me know how it goes. Another Mickey Mantle story is true. It was told at his funeral by teammate Bobby Richardson, the Yankee second baseman. Bobby began with stories of Mickey's shenanigans, then said, "Mickey was always laughing, but underneath it all, there was a fear of death that he tried to cover and fill." Before the last game the two played together, Bobby invited a friend to talk to the Yankees. The friend told them, "The Bible says 3 things. 1, there's a problem, and the problem is sin. 2, the answer to the problem is Jesus. And 3, the Bible demands a decision." Then he addressed a question he wrote on a blackboard. "What have you done with Jesus Christ?" Years later, Mickey Mantle phoned Bobby Richardson, asking if he would pray with him. Bobby told him of the verse in Philippians inviting us to cast all our cares upon the Lord, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. More years passed, and Bobby received a call from the family. Mickey was dying. Would he come for a final visit and speak at the funeral? When Bobby arrived at the hospital, Mickey Mantle said, "I've been wanting to tell you something. I've received Christ as my Savior." Mickey's face was shining with joy. When Bobby's wife arrived, she said, "Mickey, if you were standing before God and he would ask, 'Why should I let you into my heaven?' what would you say?" Quick as a flash, Mickey answered, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Bobby repeated a poem Mickey liked called God's Hall of Fame. "This Hall of Fame is only good as long as time shall be, but keep in mind God's Hall of Fame is for eternity. For any famous name on earth or glory that it shares, I'd rather be an unknown here and have my name up there." Before sitting down, Bobby Richardson told the church packed with media and sports celebrities, "If Mick could hold a press conference from where he is today, I know he would introduce you to his true hero, the one who died in his place to give him everlasting life, his Savior, Jesus Christ. And the greatest tribute that you could give Mickey today would be for you to receive his Savior too." Mickey once said, "If I'd known I was going to live this long, I'd have taken better care of myself." How good to know that in the end, God took good care of Mickey, redeemed him, and took him home. A little boy wrote, "Dear Santa, 3 boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman." Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway house to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.